This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. It's called the Pharmacy of Grace for a reason. The new pharmacy in Wyandotte County that's about to celebrate its grand opening provides medication for the uninsured and the underinsured. In fact, its founders say the Pharmacy of Grace fills an important gap in the Kansas City metro as the only standalone pharmacy dedicated to serving uninsured and underinsured patients on a long-term basis. Turns out that many prescription drug programs in the metro focus on short-term needs. Joining us on a talk about the Pharmacy of Grace are John Yost. He's the founder. John, nice to have you. Welcome.
Thanks for inviting me.
Liz Sutherland is the board treasurer of the Pharmacy of Grace. Liz, good morning to you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You know, John, I just mentioned that you focus on long-term needs where other programs dial in on the short term. Explain that to me. What do you do that the others don't exactly?
Well, Steve, part of the issue that has been out there historical is when drugs are donated, they don't always get the same drug, same brand, or the same maker every single time. So our goal is to get patients on prescription medication so they can come back every month and get the same medication every month.
That's important. Why, John?
Well, it gets very confusing for people if you're changing medications every single time. They just...
different doses, different requirements, and that gets... yeah, it can be a lot to handle.
Right. And if you're somebody that understands medication, that can be confusing, but imagine what it's like if you don't speak English and you're trying to take a medication and it looks different or it's a different brand, or it just gets very tough for the patient.
You know, Liz, people struggle with housing and food insecurity. What made you guys want to tackle this issue of medication access?
Well, you know, it's one of the most important things is to keep people healthy. And if you're not managing long-term chronic disease, you're not keeping people healthy. So what we find is that you can provide many other services, which are also critically important. But when health breaks down, people don't go to work. Kids don't go to school. Things don't happen in the family that need to get done. So medications is one of the most important tools that physicians and care providers have to be able to control disease. Our goal is to make them not only available, but teach people how to take their medicines, because that's often one of the biggest problems. So we focus on patient counseling. Every visit with the patient, they're going to sit down with our pharmacist. They're going to learn about why it's so important to take this medication routinely, why they shouldn't stop this drug, and if perhaps they miss a dose, what happens?
I bet people would be really surprised to learn how haphazardly some people take their drugs and approach medication. I think it would really shock people.
Yeah, I think one of the
Particularly the poor, I guess we're talking about here.
Well, so there are national statistics about how many prescriptions are actually prescribed and how many are filled. And what you find is out of 10 prescriptions prescribed, only 7 are filled.
And then really?
And this is looking across the board at every economic status. So then you look toward, of those prescriptions filled, how many of them are actually taken properly? Probably 50%. And these
really?
Yeah, these are broad statistics. So when you get to the population that we're trying to address, these patients often, you know, don't have the money to be able to come get their prescription. The language barriers John mentioned are tremendous. And so the statistics I just quoted are probably even worse for the people that we're trying to help.
So what you're saying is that, in generally speaking, the world of prescription drugs tends to be, I'm assuming here, intimidating, confusing, all those things for people, a lot of people to deal with.
Absolutely. I mean, it's intimidating and confusing, even for those of us who are well-informed. And for those who've never had the opportunity to really understand what's going on with their medicine, it's even worse.
Yeah, John.
One issue in Wyandotte County in particular is a very high rate of diabetes. So example of not taking it as prescribed, if you don't have a lot of money and you get insulin, you'll stretch that. In other words, you'll take a lower dose than prescribed, and so it doesn't really control it. You're thinking you're stretching it over 30, 60 days, but what's really happening is the disease is just progressing and you end up in the emergency department.
You know, it's interesting. You know, my own experience, you do go to a CVS now and then. There's a big line of people. You don't want to take up more time by asking the pharmacist questions about what you got to do to take this particular medication. And you end up, you know, taking it and going home, trying to read the fine print. And it's a little confusing.
Well, and we help to eliminate that, quite honestly, Steve, because we're going to sit down with that patient. We're going to take the time. We're going to make sure that they understand their medication. So our goal is not to be the speediest pharmacy. Our goal is to be the most comprehensive and helpful pharmacy for
Liz, that's a novel concept in the world of medicine because nobody's taking time with anybody these days, and you're saying you're going to try to reverse that when it comes to prescription drugs.
That's true. It's like the retail stores are built for high volume.
Yes.
We are not. We are trying to actually get the patient what they need most, which is the importance of how they take the drug.
What a concept.
Just one comment. You may have experienced it when you pick up the prescription, that long line. The typical question is, do you have any questions
yes,
for the pharmacist?
That's right.
And 99% of the people say no because they just want to get out of there.
Yes.
So that won't happen in Pharmacy of Grace. We sit down with each and every patient. So,
well, yeah, you don't have a chance to sit down and read the label as they're handing it to you. Do you have any questions? What should I have questions about yet?
Right, yeah, exactly. You don't even know what to ask.
Yeah. Well, John, you came across a similar concept here to the Pharmacy of Grace in the state of Ohio. Is what you're doing here something identical, or what? Tell us about that.
It's Charitable Pharmacy of Central Ohio. We are emulating their model because their model also has counseling rooms. We have a few differences that we will also serve the underinsured patients. We would accept insurance. We'll accept Medicaid, where in their population, they handle strictly homeless patients, so they have no resources whatsoever. So it's all just a charitable pharmacy, but we've brought in the counseling. We've tried to really add services compared to what they're doing.
I guess people are going to wonder pretty quickly, John, how are you going to finance all this? Who's funding this?
Well, that's
because you want to take time with people, that costs money.
Considering we made it through COVID, that has been a challenge, but we've had some amazing funders that have funded our renovation. The Sunderland Foundation gave us a very large grant. And that's really why we're able to be in the space. We've had funding from many other, and I'll miss some of them, but like Advent Health, Health Forward, they've given us money, Church of the Resurrection, to get us started. And one unique thing about us as a nonprofit, we will be able to generate revenue eventually. We hope to be sustainable. It may be 2 or 3 years down the road, but because we can't accept insurance.
You mentioned location, 721 North 31st Street in Kansas City, Kansas. That's what we're talking about here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Liz, you want to hop in here?
Oh, I was just going to say one of the things that's really nice about Pharmacy of Grace is because we are a full-service pharmacy and we accept all types of payers, it means that that family where mom and dad are completely and totally uninsured and they're going to be relying on us providing those donated drugs, but the kids may have Medicaid coverage. Everybody in the family can come to our pharmacy because we can serve all of those patients. So that's the beauty of what we do. And you asked a little bit about funding. Not only do we have generous foundations who funded us, we have individuals who are donating to this every month. And when you think about filling a prescription, if you were to get your prescription filled at Pharmacy of Grace, any revenue that the pharmacy generates from that prescription goes back into the pharmacy revenues, which help fund the uninsured.
You know, one big question when it comes to the poor, John, and you know this very well, is the whole idea of transportation and even being able to get to 721 North 31st Street in KCK. Do you have plans to expand, or what about accessibility for folks who don't have easy access to a car or even the bus system?
The main source of transportation right now is the bus line. It's close where people could walk from the bus stop. We're working with our partner, Mercy and Truth. We don't have that solved yet, Steve. That's something that's on the horizon.
But something you got to deal with.
Something we definitely have to deal with. Some of our agencies that we work with, they actually have their own vans, so they're planning on bringing patients to us. But that's a little bit down the road for us.
Can you imagine a mobile pharmacy going around the community?
That's in our strategic plan, but so far there's never been one in the state of Kansas, and it's never been approved by the state board. So
that's interesting.
We have some hurdles to get through. Right now we have the technology. We could do it because we can have all the services mobile that we could have in mortar and bricks, but they just never have approved that. So it's kind of one step at a time.
Are you softening the beachhead on that front with folks on that board?
We're starting to talk to people, and we've had that question from a lot of people. Could you do this? Could you be mobile? And we said we'd like to, and we think that if we bring a good plan, we'd have a chance. And we're getting a lot of support, even from Senator Marshall was there, and he said, any help you need, you just let us know.
No kidding. Well, you know, Liz, I love the name, a Pharmacy of Grace. Where did that come from?
I can take no credit for that. It was all John when he was thinking about this pharmacy, you know, and he thought about the fact that what we were doing is providing grace to patients. It just kind of became that natural name, Pharmacy of Grace.
Hey, where did that come from? Just a brainstorm one night? Or?
Well, this is really a faith-based startup, and grace is something that is just giving to you. It's not earned. And so we thought, well, Pharmacy of Grace, it's just we're trying to provide and care for people, and we don't really expect anything from them. So that's where it came from.
I was going to say, where did the idea come from? Why did you get started on this?
Well, it was the trip to Columbus, Ohio, and I went back twice on mission trips, and then I came back. I really just couldn't get it out of my head. It just kept popping back up. Do we need this? Do we need this?
So, do you work in this field in the rest of your life? Or
I'm a pharmacist by training.
Yeah.
And I spent many years in the pharmaceutical industry. And then I went to work in Church of the Resurrection, the missions department as a pastor. And that's where I ran across it. But then I just started research and talking to a lot of people and thought we needed it, but I hadn't done it until one day my wife said, are you going to just keep talking about it? Are you going to do something about this? And so I said, okay, I'm going to try.
Spouses are good for things like that.
They
right?
are. Yeah. They bring you back.
Yeah. And off you went then.
Off we went on a long journey. And Liz was one of the first people I talked to because she's got nonprofit experience, pharmaceutical experience, and she's a pharmacist also. And so it's just a long journey, and then we went through COVID, which we had to totally stop, and then we started back up after COVID, and then we started getting a lot of momentum, and we're open. So,
Liz, what are the complications of trying to open a Pharmacy of Grace?
Well, our first thing was location. Where are we going to be? Who are we going to partner with? And how are we going to get it done? And then looking at the fact that this pharmacy is laid out so differently, Steve, than any other pharmacy. And we needed to create a space that would provide these counseling rooms that we would be using. So we knew we were going to have major construction costs. So one of the biggest obstacles to our success was really finding someone who believed in what we were going to do enough to give us the money to actually create the space. So we partner with Mercy.
How big is the space?
So the space itself is about 2,500 square feet.
And you have little individual counseling rooms set aside, it sounds like, to sit down with your patients and walk them through their medications.
Absolutely. So when you walk in our door, you're not going to see aisles of things for sale. What you're going to see is a little reception area, and then there are doors to three counseling rooms. Behind the wall is a great big area for storage and inventory, because with what we're trying to accomplish, we get our medications from different sources, and we have to keep those inventories separate. So we have a large storage area. We have a large filling area, because you also have to have different space to be able to accommodate all of that. Mm-hmm. We have a checking area and a study area where we hope to do some research on how our pharmacy is actually helping patients succeed. So that big obstacle was building that space. And then, of course, convincing enough funders that this is a possibility, this is needed, this is going to help patients in the community. And we were, you know, fortunate enough to have a lot of different organizations step up to that.
Is it fair to say this is a several million dollar endeavor?
So it's fair to say that our construction costs are around $1 million for the beginning of the pharmacy. And then beyond that, the operating costs of running a pharmacy, it's not inexpensive to do this. You have to hire a pharmacist. Pharmacists are well paid. You need a really good one, one that's going to be able to, you know, run your operation. So our ongoing costs are pretty significant.
Why Wyandotte County, John?
I've been asked that a lot, and I'm a data-driven person. So without getting too far in the weeds, the data led me to Wyandotte County. And there's a lot of organizations that are doing great things, but there's signs and symptoms, if you would, that there's a gap in pharmacy or pharmaceuticals. And the main one was that if you look at Wyandotte County, there's a very high hospitalization rate for chronic diseases compared to the state of Kansas, such as the diabetic patients almost double. So that tells you that patients are not managing their chronic diseases. And Liz mentioned it earlier that the primary tool a primary care provider has are prescription medications. So if you diagnose it perfectly and you have a perfect plan, if the patient doesn't get that medication or take it right, you can't manage the chronic disease, which leads to a very high hospitalization rate.
Yeah.
So that led me to Wyandotte County.
Can you give me a sense, put a face on this? I know you've had a soft opening already, and you're having your grand opening here. I think it's tomorrow, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning,
right,
at the location 721 North 31st Street. Lots of marching bands and speeches, or what can we expect here for your grand opening?
Well, I guess we're a little bit different than a lot of things. We actually have the Church of the Resurrection mobile food pantry will be there. So there'll be people getting food while we're having the grand opening. Then we're just going to have a small ceremony. Well, Liz will introduce me. I'll give a short speech and we'll have people there.
How short, John?
About 8 minutes.
That's pretty good. Okay.
Pretty short.
Yeah.
And then we'll offer people the opportunity to look at the pharmacy, and we'll give small tours to people. But it's really just to acknowledge all the hard work that's been done. But during that, we'll also be taking A1C, checking people's A1C, which tests diabetes, and checking blood pressures. We'll have people going through the crown offering that. So,
have you had a chance to actually put a face on some of your patients, the kind of person who's coming in the door? And obviously don't want names here, but can you describe the type of person who's come through already?
We have. Let's give you one quick example. When we had a opportunity to interact with a patient, that a future patient, wasn't a patient at that time, and she was coming in to talk to us, and we didn't realize that the night before she ended up in the emergency department, and she had a blood glucose of 600, and normal is less than 100. So it's amazing she could even make the emergency department, but then to get out and come talk to us was equally amazing.
And so she's suffering from what when you have a...
She's a diabetic.
Diabetic, okay.
A brittle diabetic, and this is a person who had a home, had a job, and then lost everything because she was too sick to work. And she had 7 prescriptions, which she tried to take to a chain pharmacy. And when they told her the price, she picked 1 or 2 because that's all she had money for. And they weren't even the ones to control the diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So she is a perfect example of the type of situations that we're trying to address.
You know, Liz, tell us how this is going to work in the whole membership aspect of the Pharmacy of Grace.
So for patients who are living at 100% or 200% or 300% of the federal poverty level, we have different membership opportunities. And so those individuals who are living around 200% of the poverty level can receive 4 prescriptions of any medicine for $20 a month. And if you think about the normal price of any prescription, it's probably well over $20 a month.
I'm sure.
So that's just the average. And we hope to find ways to help patients at whatever income level they present to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really trying to tailor our membership program to the needs of our patients.
And so some folks may not pay anything.
Some folks may not pay anything. And some folks who make a little more money will pay a little more.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, at 300% of the poverty level or below, we're going to be helping you significantly.
How do you determine that if someone walks in the door and needs a prescription? They may not be carrying their tax return with them.
No, they probably aren't carrying their tax return.
Yeah.
But most people who are getting services from a physician have already been qualified by the physician's office at a poverty level. So
right,
we can usually take that. And then we have intake forms that if they, you know, wanted to bring in other forms of identification, they could. I think the biggest thing to also mention is that our cash price is going to be the best cash price you can get anywhere. So even a patient perhaps that's in that gap of just not having insurance, but they're not a low-income patient, will still be able to come to our pharmacy and get the best cash price available for their prescription.
I was going to say, what if you're not low-income? Can you come to your pharmacy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We that's why I was saying before, we're a full-service pharmacy. We can offer any type of prescription coverage, no matter whether you have insurance or nothing.
John, how are you going to get the word out that the Pharmacy of Grace is up and running at 721 North 31st Street?
Well, we'll be on radio.
Here we are.
And hopefully,
world. Here we are.
That's right. We're going to be interviewed by a couple TV stations also. But we also have, we've created brochures in Spanish and English, which we're handing out. We're going to distribute them to local clinics around there, grocery stores, restaurants, places that we've actually gone to ourselves. So we know that there's a high clientele there, agencies, just everywhere. Liz?
I was just going to say, you know, we've reached out to a lot of social service agencies where some of these patients may already be obtaining services.
To say that you're in business.
Exactly. So we're trying to get them to come in. We want them to know about us. You know, nonprofit success is really built on collaboration. And so that's what we intend to do. We intend to be that partner in the community that other agencies look to for helping patients.
The grand opening again for the Pharmacy of Grace, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at the location 721 North 31st Street in Kansas City, Kansas. And I want to thank John Yost, the founder of the Pharmacy of Grace, and Liz Sutherland, the board treasurer here. Good luck. What a great thing you're doing. Hope it works out well, and you have a big crowd tomorrow.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you so much.
No more than 8 minutes tomorrow, okay?
Right.
Keep it short. A little tip here, yeah. Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.